Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's crazy leaving, and I know it's got me.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen. 17 Tail, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late or great yet. Working on that. one day. Both of those, one day. 17 Tail, thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is the founder of the Abel Business Institute. Skillpreneur is a whole program that he's developed for you, and I encourage you to go to that website, skillpreneur.com, and see what he's got there. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about getting your business going, that you know, in getting off the ground the right way. What else you got for us?
Well, you know, I want to stay on this just a couple more minutes, because I, like many small business owners, or as I call them, skillpreneurs, because many business
what
owners
is a skill? What is a skillpreneur?
Yeah.
What
is a skillpreneur? Is a person who takes their skill set. So someone who's been trained in a skill, a profession, an art, some unique abilities that they have, and they go into business. So anything from a plumber to a person who's a great salesperson that goes in and says, hey, I'm so good, I'm going to open my own business, and their primary skill set is sales, but they're in business. So doctors, lawyers, hairdressers, real estate people, all these people that go out on their own, they have a unique challenge, they have a unique set of skills, and it's not the same as building, you know, taking on 20 subways and building a subway franchise or any of that. There's different skill sets that must be developed and utilized so that they can create a sustainable, profitable, independent business that thrives. And so the Skillpreneur is a community where people get both resources, classes, and a community of like-minded people. And, you know, it's very
Which the fundamental to me that you just, that you're describing here, that should apply to everyone, is you do have skills, you do know things, you could teach other people these things that you know. But for everything that you know, there's one or four things that you don't know. And that means that you need to know, that are essential to your survival and success. And the only way to get that stuff is either through the school of hard knocks, which will cost you a lot of money and time and maybe even ultimate success, or you could just ask somebody else who already knows.
Well, you know,
and isn't that a great fundamental, a great goal for 2012, is to say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about whether somebody thinks I should have already known this. When I don't know, I'm going to pick up the phone, I'm going to send an email, I'm going to go call somebody, and I'm going to say, hey, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me?
Well, Jim, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, what's amazing is that there are really a ton of resources out there. If you go to your website, Small Business Advocate, and just look at it as a resource center, there are a ton of things small business owners can learn and gather and get as resources from the site. Same thing over at the skillpreneur.com site. But here's the problem, and it's the same thing about what we were talking with goals this morning. You know, it doesn't just by osmosis come to you. And one of the challenges small business owners have is really taking the initial steps to making it happen. We almost, and I work with a lot of small business owners, we almost feel like, hey, you know, it's enough that I have this skill set that I'm great at. All this other stuff should come easily and naturally to me. And it doesn't, and it's very challenging, because when a small business owner doesn't take the time to work on their business, the challenges that you talk about every day on the show begin to creep up in one way or another. Not managing their cash
yeah.
flow, not leading by example, not educating their staff, not creating policies and procedures,
mm-hmm.
not executing on their sales process. All these things start to show up, and frequently what you and I know I hear all the time is, oh, but I'm a great hairdresser, or I'm a great plumber, or I'm a great doctor.
Right.
Yeah. But you got to be a great business person
you
as
have
well.
To, there is that. And see, that's what I call the parallel universes. In every business, there are parallel universes. The one universe is what you just said. I'm a great surgeon or plumber or whatever I am. I'm great at that. That's one universe. That's what I call the market side of the universe, the market universe. Then there's the other universe, which is the operating universe.
Yes.
And the market universe changes for everybody. The operating universe is the same for everybody. And even though it's the same, and as you know, Ed, as you say, it's fundamental, it is the hardest for people to deal with. And I have to say one other thing real quick, Ed. Women, ladies, are much better at asking for help than guys are. Guys are the worst in the world.
True.
When I go give presentations around the country, there are more ladies than there are men at these events. Now, I used to think it was because they were attracted to me, but I don't think that anymore. I think it's because they literally want to learn. Women are more likely to reach out and say, I don't know, I need help, than guys are, aren't they?
Yes. So true.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Hold on. Give us your website again, please.
Sure. Check it out. It's the Skillpreneur, just SKILLPRENEUR.com.
Check it out, folks.
Skillpreneur.com.
Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back. With Seth Lipsky. I'm Seth Lipsky. With Ed Abel. I got to quit reading. I got to just say who's here and quit reading it. Seth was last half hour. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.